Fewer COVID restrictions means it's not just humans now catching winter ills kept at bay during border closures and lockdowns. Our canine friends are copping it too. Cases of the highly contagious canine infectious respiratory disease, or kennel cough, are on the rise around the country right now. It's a tricky one because it's often been caused by both a bacteria and viruses. The good news is, like COVID, there's a vaccination. Well, joining us now is Seton Butler from the Veterinary Council. Hi, Seton. Why is this on the rise, do you reckon?
Hi, Lisa, and thanks for having me on. Why is it on the rise? I'm no epidemiologist, but I suspect that we've always got a seasonal lift in the cases, number of cases of canine cough. We don't want to blame kennels entirely for this. It happens with doggy daycares and parks and that sort of thing. But we've just had school holidays and we've just come out of a large period of lockdown where our pets have been relatively isolated from other pets. And part of the immunity that the general dog population has is via vaccination, but there's another piece around that we sort of commonly term street immunity, which is small doses of kennel cough happening on and off all the time, keeping a reasonable level of immunity in a population, but they haven't come across anything for 2 years, so they're a bit more exposed or vulnerable now.
And so what does this look and sound like, kennel cough?
So it's a honking cough often, in its severest form. It can be it's something as subtle as a sneeze, a bit depressed and off food as well. In really bad cases, and it's not that common, so I don't want anybody panicking, but in really bad cases, it can result in pneumonia and dogs needing to be hospitalised. But it's not that extreme very often. Usually that's a more vulnerable animal or dog that's going to end up in that situation.
And it's pretty contagious, isn't it?
Yes, it's like many of the respiratory viruses, as we've spent 2 years learning about, we're all epidemiologists and scientists now, that aerosoling of virus particles and bacteria particles and mycoplasma and other things that contribute to it are relatively easily transmitted, especially when you've got dogs close together in boarding establishments or at doggy daycare or just at the dog park, you know, within a fenced area. And we drove past our one the other day and there must have been 30 dogs in there. It's higher than normal concentration of dogs. And so a bit of sneezing and coughing and there you go.
So, Seton, if you got a pet that's going to doggy daycare or going into a kennel, what should you be looking for from those facilities in terms of infection control and good practice?
Great question. So most of them, I imagine, and certainly the ones we've been to, have a requirement that the dog's currently vaccinated. And you want to make sure as a pet owner that your vaccine includes kennel cough vaccine. So there are a bunch of vaccines dogs get, and there probably isn't time to go into all of them here, but the kennel cough one can be included or not, depending on what the owner of the dog wants and what the veterinarian recommends, and so there's a conversation to be had there, but certainly make sure you've got the kennel cough component of that vaccine included in your annual vaccines. I think we've learned a lot with COVID, and I think the thing here is there shouldn't be any blame. This is a transmissible disease. It's viral. You can't stop it. It's about managing it, and New Zealand's done a great job of managing it, and kennels will no doubt be doing the same if they come across this, and that is, are they checking everybody's vaccine card? Have they got good airflow? Have they got good hygiene practices? Those sort of things that we're all aware of now. If you just ask those questions of those establishments, hopefully they're going to give you the right answers. And I think we're pretty familiar with what that should sound like.
And not being funny, but do you isolate your dog?
I think responsible pet owners, if their dog starts coughing, would keep the pet at home, maybe take it for a walk so it's not in contact with any other dogs if they need to take the dog out, because obviously some dogs really need a walk. They go crazy if they don't have one. But I'd also contact friends that have got dogs that your dog's been in contact with or the establishment they might have been to. Let them know that you've got some symptoms. Talk to your vet.
So contact trace your dog, Seton. In short, contact trace your dog.
Basically, yes.
Okay.
Yes, that would be really good, really responsible, because everybody wants to know if their dog's been in contact, what to look for.
All right. So there is a vaccination, as you point out, but there's also a shortage of vets at the moment, right? you're on the list for people we'd love to bring into the country.
Yes.
I'm just wondering, how under the pump are vet clinics at the moment, and are they prioritising crisis cases ahead of, like, you know, what would be regular catch-up appointments like vaccinations?
Yeah. So, look, great question. Absolutely. And I don't know how much time you've got for this conversation. Yes, they are under the pump. We speak to vets regularly. There is a shortage. There's a shortage globally. There aren't enough vets for the world, and that contributes to New Zealand's unique situation where we've had a border closed for a long period of time. It's not necessarily where everybody wants to come anyway. We love New Zealand, but not everybody's going to jump across here. And we've got one vet school that can only churn out so many vets in a year, and our demand has gone up over COVID. We know that the dog-owning population has increased and cat-owning population, and so the demand on vet clinics has multiplied. We also know, as a population, that veterinarians like to do their OE, and so the young ones that have been locked in the country for 2 years have probably got itchy feet and want to get off overseas. Can't blame them. And so, yes, we hear from clinics regularly that they are under the pump. They are having to sometimes prioritise vaccines, for example. And we know that there's a shortage in some areas for after-hours vets. You know, we just can't get enough. So, you know, big call out from me. Shout out to the vets out there. Please give them a break. If they're stressed, it's because they're trying to do the best and they can't keep up.
Sounds like it's something we need to follow up on, Seaton. We're out of time. I want a one-word answer to this. Can your dog get kennel cough more than once?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yep. Hey, really appreciate you joining us this evening. That's Seaton Butler from the Veterinary Council there.